The second law of thermodynamics cannot be beaten. It's a law. It's not a theory that somebody has thought up and perhaps is testing. It's not a phenomenon that sometimes comes and goes. It's a law in this world, a scientific law. We see it portrayed in our world and in our lives because we have to continually clean things. They get dirty. Food gets rotten. Everything gets rotten. Things go from being young to old, not the other way around. Our bodies wear out. We get older. We become sick. We need hospitals. Another realization of second law. And we eventually die. And this is a law that no one can break. It happens to every single person. Death has a 100% success rate. But once it was broken, once there was somebody who reversed it, he was killed. And the third day, he rose again. He broke the second law forever. And those who know him will break the second law, as he broke it the first time all those years ago. So also those who follow him will also break that law. Our bodies wear out. We all feel it. And we get tired, we get sick, we get older and slower. But someday that will be reversed. Someday the laws of this world will just disappear and the laws of another dimension will come into play. A spiritual dimension, an inner part of us that is not seen particularly. Sometimes we can see it in the things that we do, the outworking of it. But that inner life will one day spring into total life, and all vestiges of sin and death will be finally gone, and the second law will have no more dominion over the people of God. Even in this life, we have victory over it. There is a scripture that says, the outward part of us is wasting away, that's the second law, but the inner part of us, our souls, are gaining in strength, and that strength will get stronger and stronger right on into eternity. So in a sense, there is very much a part of us which is not subject to the second law. Yes, the body gets tired, but the soul is renewed day by day as we walk with Christ and as we experience that spiritual light for life for real in our own lives. This should be our mindset. We should not be focusing on the outward person because that will end in the grave eventually. But we should be focusing on that inner life, seeking to have that inner life and seeking for that inner life to grow every single day so we become more Christ-like, so we draw closer to him. And even when our body ends up in the grave, the hope is, it's a living hope, it's not a fingers crossed hope. The living hope is that we will one day break the bands of that second law and that we will follow Christ as he was resurrected, so also will we be resurrected to a new life in him.